Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So in case you missed it, on Friday, Jordan Woods appeared on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith to tell her side of the story in the Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian cheating scandal. And there's a lot to unpack from this interview. You know, we've been talking about it all morning. We're all invested.
I mean, it was trending on Friday as soon as they picked the perfect time to do that interview. They dropped it right as every morning radio show on the West Coast, and everyone's done, so we're like, no, we gotta wait till Monday to rip these people.
There was apparently a rumor that, she went to this after party at Tristan's, and this is where the hookup went down, and apparently there was a rumor she was giving Tristan a lap dance, so here's her clearing that up.
There's no way it would look like a lap dance, but I could see why people would say, oh, they're getting cozy. My legs were laying right over his. Okay. My butt was never sitting on him.
But your legs were, so he
but
was...
But my legs were dangling down, so I picked them up and I put them over. Onto the bottom of his legs, yes.
Onto the bottom of his legs.
Say what?
What?
I mean, she did that whole interview like she should have been wearing a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. Like, oh, heavens, I didn't do anything wrong. I just went over there for a nice little after party. A lap dance. I was sitting next to his lap, but not dancing.
I tell you what, if any of my friends, if I was a guy and any of my friends had their legs over him, like, no one would ever do that. That's not how you treat a friend's boyfriend.
And also, this guy's a notorious cheater.
Yes.
Like, stay away.
Don't tempt him. So she also, she's been said she's the reason why they broke up, and she was asked directly, like, did you sleep with him? And here's what she had to say.
I know I'm not the reason that Tristan and Khloe are not together. Now, this situation may have made it harder for her to want to be with him, and I understand that, but I know I'm not the reason.
I'm just gonna ask you straight up.
Okay.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Makes me so angry.
I watched a movie this past weekend called Body of Lies with Leonardo DiCaprio, and the reason it makes sense in this context is he lies to somebody, and the King of Jordan goes, you know how I know you're lying? Because you went over the top with your denial. Because she's like, never, absolutely not, wouldn't happen, not if he was a last minute. Like, yo, just say no, and you sound so guilty.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, and I've heard a little bit of rumors, I think like Michael Starr came out saying that he said he's heard for a while they actually have been hooking up for a good amount of time, which I kind of believe. And then because she talks about like her one thing, she's like, well, we did kiss though. But and here's
on
her.
The way out, he did kiss me.
Like a tongue kiss, like a peck on the lips, peck on the, like a...
No, it was like a kiss on the lips. And I don't think that he's wrong either because I allowed myself to be in that position. And when alcohol's involved, people make dumb moves.
Were you shocked?
I didn't know how to feel. Oh. I was like, that didn't just happen.
She's mommy like, got tipsy, baby.
She's trying to make it sound like, you know, like that kind of like weird aunt that you have that'll like try to trick you into a kiss. I don't know if you have that aunt where she's like, kiss me on the cheek, and then like a quick peck on the lips. She's trying to make it sound like some silly, goofy, hey, kiss my lip, no big deal.
And it didn't help. I mean, obviously, because Jada is so close with Jordan, you can tell the interview's just so biased. So I feel like that didn't help. It just all, Will Smith called in the beginning of the interview and was like giving his fatherly advice to her, uncle advice, whatever you want to call it. But it was just, it all just felt very fake.
It was a promo for his new movies.
Simply meh.
So, yeah, you know what I hate? I hate that everyone's blaming age on this one. I want to hear from our millennial audience. In your 20s, did you buy anything that Jordan said? Mm-hmm. Do you believe her? Did she make it worse? Call right now, 877-971-HITS. From the 808, we got, Jordan is such a bad liar. She might as well have answered that question about whether she slept with Tristan in the Soulja Boy voice. Sex! Sex!
Me?
Tristan! Let's go to the phone lines. Kimberly and El Segundo, tell me that you are smarter than this.
Yes, I do not believe this at all. She is a complete liar. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has been hooking up with him for months, like everyone else has been saying. Because when she is leaving his house, he wouldn't just like take a shot, like she said. Like, he was just kissing her goodbye after they spent the whole night together.
Right. See, that makes sense to me. Like, after a kind of a one-nighter or something, he's just trying to be nice. Because no one throws a Hail Mary at the door at 5 a.m. Like,
there's definitely history there. And, like, she's just a complete liar. Unless this is just a complete publicity stunt or, like, I don't know.
It is kind of a thing, though, Chelsea. Do you kind of think anytime something like this happens with the Kardashians, you're like, Kris Jenner behind this?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the Kardashians doing a publicity stunt, like,
right.
Always. That's always the plan. So, yeah, you wonder.
I feel like if they become friends with her after this was a complete publicity stunt. I feel like if this still becomes, like, they're not friends anymore, I feel like this is real.
She went rogue on the storyline. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
People are so fired up right now about this.
Uh-huh.
It's actually funny.
It's huge. I mean, it's a huge topic right now. Everyone has very strong opinions. I mean, it was, you know, some people at first were kind of like, well, don't be so hard on her. She's 21. Everyone makes mistakes.
Nope.
Not anymore. After that interview, I think it really kind of backfired.
People not in support of it. We got one message who is defending. And by the way, I will say, I asked for everyone to call with their opinion. Yeah. So if you have a dissenting opinion, you're more than welcome to call or text in. We got one from Susie V. She's basically saying she's unfollowing us, first of all. That's unfortunate. But she's mad because Jordan Woods is 21 years old and we're killing her because she's young and she makes dumb mistakes. Listen, we've always said at 21, you make dumb mm-hmm. mistakes. But at 21, you're a grown-up, mm-hmm. and you have to be held accountable for these mistakes.
And that's the thing. Like, this is such a public topic, and she went on another talk show to talk about it. So
yeah.
It's like people are going to have an opinion, you know, and you can't expect not to be judged for what you said in that
especially
sense.
When you put yourself in the Kardashian PR circus. You're on that Ferris wheel. You're getting all those followers. Jordan Woods is going to be fine. It's worth $6 million. Mm-hmm. She's got 8 million Instagram followers. She's going to be okay. My point is that 21 years old, at 18... you can join the military and fight for this country. At 21, I expect you to know the difference between making out with your friends, quote unquote ex, mm-hmm. making out with your friends or your family friends, man. So let's go to the phone lines. Courtney and Whittier, what do you think?
Hey, I think Jordan is such a liar.
Yeah. It didn't seem genuine, right? None of it?
No, not at all. That's Kylie's best friend. You're living with Kylie. You know that you aren't supposed to do anything with Tristan. You know he's a bad guy. Like, you're just a shady friend, dude. You're trying to save yourself. You're trying to save your eyelash line. Like,
yes.
Yeah, dude.
Trying to save your eyelash line right now.
Uh-huh.
Please don't bury me anymore, Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I didn't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And Khloe is, like, calling her out because she wants to be the one public. She mm-hmm. wants to go public and say her side of the story. Tristan's not saying anything. That's why she's not bagging on Tristan. But as soon as he comes out, you know, she has something to say.
Yep.
Jordan's the one making herself out there, putting herself out there.
And no matter what, if you have a friend's ex who is known for cheating, you stay away from
That's
them.
Right. Girl code right
exactly.
there.
You don't go say, oh, let me go next to him so that I could watch him for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in. Right now, Jordan is getting buried on the phone lines.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. Via in Long Beach, it says here that you totally believe Jordan.
Absolutely not.
I'm kidding. I read the call log. What do you think?
It's BS. Like,
I know.
Why was she even there in the first place? Like, you know who this person is. Then she says she had her legs over him and she kissed him before, or he kissed her before she left.
And the legs over him were, like, not a big deal. She's like, yeah, just they were over him. No big deal. It's like, no, that's a deal.
Right.
Know your boundaries.
You're sitting on his lap. That's a deal.
She was so specific where her legs were. Like, she practiced that lie for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never thought of that. How specific she was with the angles and how she's going to describe it. Like, it's almost like she had to do a model with action figures to be like, what is appropriate and what's not appropriate?
No, that she's totally out of line. Like, and she was way too serious about it. Like, it was way too rehearsed. Like, I don't believe
100%.
Her at all.
100%. I'm glad to hear that 21-year-olds aren't this gullible. Only Jordan Woods.
She's making everybody look bad.
She is. Thanks for calling.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.